Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Paparating na ang taglamig. Yan ang pinaghahandaan ng mga medical professional ngayon dahil sa posibilidad na dumami ang mga pasyente at nagkakasakit ng influenza at coronavirus. Pero maaring maprotektahan ang sarili at komunidad mula sa influenza sa tulong ng vaccine. Masusing pinag-aralan ng mga scientific experts ang influenza mula noong 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. Kumitil ito ng 50 milyong katao sa buong mundo. Ayon sa influenza specialist group na binuo ng medical and scientific experts mula sa Australia at New Zealand, ang kaso ng influenza sa Australia ay nagdudulot ng 1,500 hanggang 3,000 deaths o kamatayan bawat taon. Samantala ang coronavirus naman ay isang uri ng virus na wala pang nahahanap na lunas o vaccine. Karamihan sa carriers nito ay asymptomatic o hindi agad nagpapakita ng sintomas. Mataas ang death rate para sa mga nasa edad higit 50 at ang mga nasa higit 80 naman ang pinaka-vulnerable. Hinimok ni Dr. Chris Moy, Australian Medical Association South Australian Branch President, ang mga senador na magpabakuna o flu shots.
Somebody who's severely affected by COVID or severely affected by influenza would be greatly affected and therefore very sick and basically their whole constitution and immune system would be down after the first infection and then they would get the other infection. That would be far more likely to cause serious consequences, including death for a large number of people.
Mahigpit pa rin ipinapatupad ang social distancing measures para mapigil ang COVID-19 outbreak. Pero ang napipintong paglamig ng panahon ay maaaring makapagpahina ng resistensya ng mga matatanda at may chronic illnesses. Sinabi ni Dr. Moy na ang mga kasalukuyang intensive care capacity sa bansa ay hindi magiging sapat sakaling dumami pa ang mga pasyente. Ayon pa sa kanya, ito na ang panahon para pag-usapan ng bawat pamilya ang kanilang advanced care plans.
We are facing something very serious at this moment, and we can't really put our head in the sand. Now is the time to have those heartfelt, kind, honest, loving discussions about what people want. Really, they can be incredibly powerful and really helpful for families, just clarifying what everybody wants. So that'll help the doctors make the decisions.
Sinabi naman ng University of Tasmania's Associate Professor of Biomedicine na si Dr. Guna Karupia na ang mga nakakatanda ay mas mataas ang tsansang magkasakit dahil sa mas mahinang immune system.
We know from the COVID-19 that it's really mainly the people of the older age group who are falling really sick and also dying.
Ang mga nasa edad na higit 50 naman ay maaaring magkaroon ng komplikasyon mula sa influenza.
Generally, with seasonal influenza, what happens is large numbers of people get sick, but there are people in groups called high-risk groups. So these are really children under the age of 5 and people over the age of 65.
Sa ilalim ng National Immunization Program, ang mga edad 65 pataas, may Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander background, buntis at mga bata na edad 6 na buwan hanggang 5 taon ay maaring magpabakuna ng libre. Narito ang pahayag ni Dr. Frank Occhino, senior doctor ng Smart Clinics, isang network of general practitioners sa Southeast Queensland.
If they're at all unwell, as in temperature and normal sort of cold flu symptoms, obviously they have to wait to be better before they're vaccinated. With other people with chronic illnesses, they're probably the ones to think seriously about having a flu shot early. Now, normally we sort of say don't have it done till, say, May. That way you're covered for the spike that we normally get in August. But this year, due to the COVID-19, we are trying to get the vulnerable people in very soon.
Dahil sa pagiging highly contagious o nakakahawang influenza at coronavirus, iniutos ng Department of Health sa lahat ng galing sa labas ng bansa sa nagdaang 14 na araw, mga nakasalamuhan ng isang COVID-19 positive patient at mga may sakit tulad ng lagnat at sintomas ng respiratory illness at mga bata na nasa edad 16 pababa ay hindi muna maaring bumisita sa mga aged care facilities. Pinapakiusapan din ni Dr. Moy ang mga mamamayan na sundin ang panawagan ng pamahalaan na magpabakuna bago ang Mayo.
The restrictions are going to be very hard on people visiting aged care facilities because unfortunately, particularly with COVID, the death rate is extremely high in the older age group. Overseas, it's been 10 or 15% for those over 80. So we really need people to respect the rules, and you're definitely not going in unless you've been vaccinated, and make sure that if you have anything that looks like a flu or COVID, you're not going anywhere near the facility.
Ayon naman kay Dr. Carupia, kahit na nabakuna, kahit na nabakunahan ka ng lumalaganap na flu strain sa ibang bansa, mainam pa rin ang pagkakaroon ng flu shot sa Australia. At kung hindi sigurado, ay kumonsulta sa mga GP.
The circulating strains in the Northern Hemisphere and in the Southern Hemisphere, they can change. It's a bit of time. The viruses can undergo genetic changes. And hence, one might think that because I've been vaccinated in Europe, there's really no need to get vaccinated. And it also depends on how long in between. So if the person was vaccinated in just in the last 6 months, and it turns out that the vaccine that the person got in Europe, same vaccine is being used in Australia, then there's surely no need for a second vaccine. Because you know, it's a short time frame.
Hindi man garantiya ang proteksyon ng flu shot laban sa influenza, dapat pa ring mabakunahan ang mga batang 5 taon pababa, mga senior at mga buntis.
In general, at least between 50 to 60% effectiveness. But of course, sometimes even after the vaccine has been made, the circulating flu strains can undergo genetic changes, which means that the vaccine may not be that effective. But remember that the vaccine includes 4 different circulating strains of viruses. So even if one of the viruses undergoes some genetic changes, there's still the other 3 strains that are present in the vaccine formulation. So it is still much better to get the vaccination.
Sa halip na pumila at maghintay sa labas ng mga klinik, ang mga pasyente ni Dr. Occhino sa isang nursing home ay hindi na kailangang bumiyahe para sa flu shot.
One of our nurses will go and vaccinate all the patients in that nursing home so that way they don't have to actually go out into the community. With those who are pretty much housebound, we are organising to actually do it on a house call basis. But with the well elderly who want to come in, what we've organised is that we're closing the surgery to everybody from 7:30 till 9 a.m. in the morning for the next 3 to 4 weeks. We're only just bringing them in one by one, giving them their flu shot.
Ayon kay Dr. Carpaya, ang mga residente sa aged care facilities ay makakaiwas sa flu at COVID-19 sa pamamagitan ng paghuhugas ng kamay at pag-iwas sa paghawak ng mukha.
Precautions that one would take would be similar for both influenza and COVID-19 because both are respiratory infections. They are spread through coughing or sneezing or touching areas where someone else has sneezed or coughed, or people touching their mouth after coughing or trying to break a cough and then touching other areas.
Maaring tumawag sa iyong GP para sa anumang katanungan sa pagpapabakuna. Kung ikaw ay nakakaranas ng emotional stress, lungkot at kailangan ng suporta, tumawag sa Lifeline on 131114 or Beyond Blue on 1-300-224-646.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.